chances are, if you suffer from greed and always thinking about money, never making enough, good chance your parents might have been that way. So we are discovering, or taking the lid off, looking underneath that car, looking inside the engine of your mind, and discovering how was this engine concerning money put together in you? 844-200-3264. Again, 844-200-3264 is my number if you'd like to talk about what you learned as a child, what your parents taught you about money, or what they didn't teach you about money, and then how can we fix it? How's that played off in your life? We've got April from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Welcome to the Dani Johnson Show.
Thank you, Dani. I've been encouraged by your promises, and I was invited by Anne-Marie Bell to join the last four meetings that you've had, including the one in Cincinnati. So I do hope to attend one of those meetings at some time in the near future.
Awesome.
I did purchase the War on Debt and have opened up the workbook, and I've been listening to your audio in the car, and it's very encouraging, and I love every promise that you claim. I replied to a post that you had online regarding
what you learned. Yeah.
And what you were taught growing up. And I was not taught anything from any family member regarding money. My mother had never owned her own home, and she still hasn't, and she's almost 60.
Wow.
My father went bankrupt.
It's cheap to own a home in South Carolina, too. Wow.
Right.
It's cheap to own a home in South Carolina.
Absolutely.
My gosh, you can buy a mansion for $200,000 over there. Ridiculous.
You can.
Wow.
You can.
And the wages are good. The wages are actually good over there. The reason why I know this is my daughter lives right near you. So I've been to South Carolina many times. Six of my grandkids are in South Carolina, right near Spartanburg, actually. Boiling Springs, actually, is where they're at. So I know the cost of living is there. I know the cost of food there. I've shopped for food there. I've bought my grandkids' clothes there. I know the cost of everything over there, and it's cheap. That's crazy. Your mom has never owned a home, and she's almost 60 years old. Mom taught you how to not buy a house and even almost be 60 years old and still not be a homeowner. Mom and dad taught you how to be broke, is what they taught you, by their example. You see, we don't only learn by words. We learn by actions. We actually learn more by actions than we do by words. Come on, we've all heard the saying, right? Your actions speak louder than your words. So they actually did impart into you some kind of financial knowledge. So was there a lot of money around or not?
There was not a lot of money around at all. There were many times we honestly didn't even eat whenever I was young.
Same here.
My mother was very broke, and she would accept help from no one.
Mm.
She tried very hard to make it on her own, and at times she could provide, and other times she couldn't, at least for our needs.
Right.
My father wasn't, you know, really in the picture.
Mm.
And
she was a single mom.
You know, she was a single mom.
Wow.
My parents divorced when they were two. My dad always had money, and it was always fun when he came to town because
the Disneyland
he always
dad.
Took us out
mm-hmm.
the one time a year and bought us anything we wanted. Mm-hmm. He would always give us, you know, like $20 for every A we made. And so it was always very nice to see him whenever
right.
he would come in town and take us out because we got anything we wanted,
right.
and then he would drop us back.
So you and your husband were 22, and you wanted to buy a house. You found a house that you liked, and you bought it. And you bought it. That's awesome.
We did. And so when we went into our home, we thought, for me, it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I loved it. I loved the neighborhood. It was 14 miles from downtown St. Louis, and the price was, looking back, I knew that we could have got that house for about $30,000 less than what we got it. But with being 22, not knowing technically anything about purchasing a home or the things to look for that were wrong with the home, because we now call that home a lemon. It was yellow.
It's called a lesson. It's a lesson. The home was a lesson. And you know what? Here's the reality about it. My first home I lost money on also. And so listen, either we're going to pay up front for an education to learn how to properly deal with money, to learn learn how to make investments like into real estate or business or what have you, or we're going to learn on the back end by our mistakes. And so however much that mistake cost you, my mistake cost me more than $100,000 on my first purchase. Yeah. That was my lesson. That was my education. If I had paid up front and went to some real estate investing seminars, I probably would have spent a lot less on the education and would have learned more. And so, in fact, this is what I say to you, April, because you said you've been invited 4 times to First Steps to Success, just like the one that's coming up in Cincinnati. The time's running short. And this is what it is. First Steps to Success is an opportunity to learn up front so that you don't waste money later. That's the whole point of a First Steps to Success. Not only going to teach you about money, not only teach you about business, not only teach you about the workplace and how to grow in it. You see, we're either going to learn the hard way or we're going to learn the easy way. And most people choose, unfortunately, the hard way. It's really funny to me. People get into business, but they won't go to seminars learning how to succeed in business. So what do? They lose money. They waste time. They end up closing the doors. Why? Because they would not invest into an education. I'm not talking about formal education going to business school, because often the people teaching in business school have never had a business, so they can't teach you the experience of having a business. But people who have successfully owned businesses can teach you how to own a business. I made my first million in business by the time I was 23 years old. I've made millions and millions of dollars in business. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people grow in their careers, grow their finances in their jobs, get promotions, and bonuses. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people annihilate all of their debt. There are so many people that we have that are completely debt-free, and they did it in 5 to 7 years. We've had many people coming through that same training seminar that have gone on to make millions of dollars. And so again, they paid up front to learn how to succeed up front, or they had to pay on the back end. One of my clients, in fact, he paid the hard way. He was $285,000 in debt, had a stroke, lost a child, marriage was a mess. He's 33 years old and his life is a disaster. Life had beat him up because he lacked the knowledge. He lacked the true knowledge that he needed to succeed in business and with his family. Well, after a year and a half of First Steps to Success, man's completely debt-free. He's paid cash for several houses. He's gone on to make $1 million a month. He's an internet marketer. He's been on ABC's Secret Millionaire. He now has 4 children, a beautiful wife, a beautiful marriage. He really is like the model man. He really is an incredible man of integrity and honor, and gives millions of dollars away to taking care of the orphan. But prior to coming to that same seminar your friend's been inviting you to, he was a mess. He was a mess. He got beat up by life. Why? He lacked knowledge. He lacked understanding. He lacked the application of what to do with his life. He grew up just like you. Parents didn't teach him anything about money. They had a bad relationship. They had a bad relationship with money. They had a bad relationship in their marriage. Bam. So that's what we then bring into our life. So for however long you want to suffer, April, the choice is yours. You're either going to pay up front or you're going to pay on the back end. That choice is yours. So the lemon, you learned a lesson from that. You probably paid a whole lot more. As you said, that was a $30,000 or more lesson. In fact, April, I want to ask you, you obviously are not living in St. Louis right now. I hope what I'm saying is making sense to you, because you didn't know you at least paid $30,000 more for the house than you should have. How much total has that house cost you, that lemon?
$107,000.
There you go. So look at that. Imagine if you paid up front for the education. By the way, we talk about real estate at First Steps to Success. That was a $107,000 education that either can bury you or you can use it to make a tremendous amount of money moving forward if you know how to apply it. And that's exactly what you'll be learning in Cincinnati, honey. I might get yourself registered right now. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait. Don't wait. That's $107,000 that could have been saved. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. By the way, wave at my daughter. She's over there. Her name is Christina. She's probably right down the street from me right now, right there in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Anyway, I appreciate your call, April. Thanks so much for sharing. And we literally, if there's one thing I got to drive home, I'm so grateful. This is one thing I did. I invested up front. I invested, except for real estate, right? I did not ask questions in advance. I didn't find somebody in my local area or even in my family. Did I ask anyone in my family, hey, did any of you guys know? Wouldn't be my family, my husband's family. Hey, did any of you guys ever bought houses before? Right? I never even thought to ask somebody. Hey, is there anyone you know that's made money in real estate, that's good at picking up properties, that knows how to teach me what's a good house to buy, what's not a good house to buy? And if anything, try to find someone really successful. Fortunately, after our bad first purchase, my husband's martial arts teacher is a multimillionaire in real estate. So of course, after losing that 100 grand, it was, can you show us? How have you made that kind of money in real estate? Will you teach us? Will you show us? And he did. And guess what's happened? We've made millions in real estate. Now you might be saying, but I don't know anybody that's made millions in real estate. You'd be surprised who you know that is successful, that's bought properties and sold properties or has lots of rental properties, number one. Number two, you're talking to one right now. So if there isn't anyone there, I can help you. I'm helping you right now. Okay. Awesome. Learn up front. Gosh, because the lack of knowledge always costs so much more money. Yes. So the package that you have in your hand right now, War on Debt, don't read it. Do it. Don't listen to the audios. Do the audios. Do the video. Do what it says to do, and you will annihilate that $107,000 so stinking fast. I just know it, April. You can do it. You can do it. If we could do it, you could do it. And don't feel bad. That ain't nothing. There are people. We've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in real estate through the years, but we've made millions on the other side. So just count this as my first $107,000 lesson. I am going to get ahead, and that will never happen to me again. I'll make sure I'm smarter on the other side. And that's what we got to do with those kind of lessons. Money is a tool, and tools have a purpose. And if they're not used for the proper purpose, well, they become destructive. They do. They're used for things that are destructive. Think of a hammer. A hammer can be used to build orphanages, or a hammer could be used to take somebody else's life. There is a purpose for the hammer. I guarantee you, the creator of the hammer did not make the hammer to harm people. No. The tool is to help. It's to help. And money is a tool, and you've got to have the proper relationship with money in order for that tool to help you, for that tool to be of service to you, and for that tool to be multiplied in your life. And we're helping you to get on the healthy side with money instead of that abusive side with money. I got to read you this story that just came across my desk. Jenny Copeland writes, prior to plugging into DannyJohnson.com, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was looking for a way to do more with my free time and make a difference in the world. I knew something was missing. After attending First Steps to Success and Creating a Dynasty, that's our training seminars that teach you about money and business and relationship and how to succeed and to fit it all into your crazy life and actually to reduce your stress and improve the amount of fun that you're having. She says, after attending First Steps in Dynasty, I have a whole new look on life. I have started a business. My marriage has been restored. My relationship with my kids have improved, and I have shed over $400,000 worth of debt in the last 2 years. I recommend everyone get to the next First Steps to Success. Isn't that amazing? Could you imagine being her? Could you imagine being Jenny? Right? Feeling like something is missing. There's something calling out from you. There's something that there's a longing and you can't quite put your finger on it. But you know what's awesome about Jenny? She didn't just sit in the longing. She just didn't sit in the waiting. She began to search. She began to ask. And she found a website that showed her the way on how to pay off $400,000 worth of debt in 2 years and to start a business part-time and improve her relationships with her husband and her kids. Come on now, friend. You know, you can just hear the spirit and the emotion of what she is saying to us. That could be your life, but it requires what? For a healthy relationship with money, you got to have knowledge. You got to get that knowledge that you're missing so you could stop being clobbered by your debt and you could start clobbering your debt back. All right. So one of the ways in figuring out your relationship with money is to look back and say, where did I learn? Where did I gain these habits? Who taught me what I know about money today? And how has that, what habits have that brought into my life? What pain have I paid because of it? And how can I fix it? I need healing financially. Do you need financial healing? I'm not talking about what the televangelist is telling you. No, no, it starts with your belief system. That's where it starts with. It starts with the training that you had in the home and the training you had at school or the training you did not have. Think about this, 14,000 hours of school you and I had just from kindergarten to the 12th grade. Not a single class on money. Not a single class on wise versus foolish spending. Not a single course. Nope, not a single lesson, not a single hour. No, Danny and home ec, they taught me how to balance a checkbook. Really? Do you even use one anymore? Nope. Nope. And most people have a very neglectful relationship with money and they never look at their bank statements. And yet they're being robbed and they don't even know it. They're paying all these extra fees and they don't even know it. They were adding up all the bank fees that they're getting every night. Oh, I have free checking. No, you don't. No, you don't. Yeah, there's those overdraft fees. Yeah, what about those? What about the transfer fees? Oh, wait a minute. What about the ATM fees? There's so much money the bank is making off of you. And because you're neglecting your responsibility over the money, you don't know it. So it's time. It's time to rise up in your responsibility with money, to have a healthy relationship. You're a governor over that financial territory. And if you govern that territory well, then you will prosper greater. You'll make more. Come on, you've heard this piece of wisdom before. He who is faithful with a little will be made ruler over much, much more. You have financial territory, friend. I just read something that like gave me this cute little chuckle. Okay, listen, it's this. Too many people spend money they earned to buy things they don't want to impress people they don't like. That was Will Rogers that said that, that cowboy. Did you hear that? Isn't that true? Can you believe that we do things like that? Stop. Stop doing that. Buying things you don't want to impress people you don't like. That is like stupid. It is. Come on. Danny, you just called me stupid. Come on, I'm stupid too. I've done the same thing. And when you look back at your closet, you look back at your garage or your your storage unit on your property or the storage unit down the street that has all this junk in it. And you look back at the reason why you bought it. What did I ever need this for? Why did I ever purchase this stupid thing? Or better yet, you got a whole cabinet full of mugs that people have bought you. Like, why do I have these? Why did anyone ever waste their money on another mug for me? How many mugs do we need? OMG. How many mugs do we need? Gosh, I don't even drink coffee. People buy me mugs. Here's one. Not with coffee in it. It's got water. Okay, anyway. But we do. We buy things we don't want. We work hard for the money. We buy things we don't want to impress people we don't like. Stop that today. Be done with that habit. All right, we're talking about that relationship we have with money. And right there, that's a dysfunctional relationship with money right there. Buying things we don't want. Dysfunctional relationship with money.